we welcome to the show the new general manager of the Broncos on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline, George Payton. George, wow, wonderful to have you on. How are you today?
I'm doing great, D-Mac. How are you?
I'm doing terrific, and Tyler Palumbas is here. How many people have nicknamed you the general over the years?
You know, yeah, quite a few over the years until they realized my name's Payton. But, you know, in class, you know, in high school, until when they're taking roll, they'd always call me the general until they realized my last name was Payton. So, no, I'm good.
Well, you probably don't remember this, but I consider you the general because I once had a workout for you, and you didn't give me a job, so I knew that you were the general then.
I remember, we should, you know, looking back, we should have signed you. My fault, Tyler.
Now, hold on. We had a debate about this. Do you really honestly remember Tyler working out for you? And if you don't, that's fine. But
Miami, Tyler, was it in Miami?
No. It was in Minnesota. It was I think it was 2011, if I remember correctly. And
I remember Tyler as a player, so, and I remember I worked him out. I just couldn't remember where.
Right.
Cherry Creek, you know, Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. There you go. All right. We're going to get into Broncos stuff, but on a personal note, how old are your kids?
My son, Bo, is 12, and my daughter, Bella, is 14.
Okay. Tricky age. How did the conversation go with your kids, who obviously this is tricky? It's an opportunity you couldn't turn down. But how did that go? How did you and your wife talk to your kids about this move to Denver?
You know, we sat them down and talked to them, one-on-one. My boy, we told him, he said, I'm ready to move. And I said this in my press conference. He said, I just want to bring Justin Jefferson with us. Can he come? And I said, no, but we have pretty good receivers in Denver, so you're going to be okay. And then he was fine. And my daughter, it took her a day or two. She's big into the dance. She's a ballerina, and she has a great theater company in Minneapolis. But then when she looked online and found one here, she's ready to roll. So they're really excited, and so is my wife.
Wonderful.
Well, George, there's obviously a lot of questions around here in regards to the quarterback situation and Drew Lock and what your opinion is going to be of him. I know you haven't been around long, but kind of curious, what were your thoughts on Drew Lock coming out of the draft and as we sit today, what you have seen?
You know, I think like a lot of people, talented. You know, you like the size, you like the arm talent, the athletic ability. You know, he could do it all at times, a little inconsistent. And, you know, the little that I've seen of him this year, you see a lot of the same. You're intrigued with the talent. There's a lot there to develop, and, you know, we just got to see if we can get it out of them.
What is it like to have to make the decision, and you've done it both ways. You've been part of it both ways, draft and develop quarterback and free agent acquisition. So if you can, take us through that process of how you figure out, well, which is the right way to go in any particular situation.
Yeah, and first of all, it's not me. You know, I'm not going to make the decision on my own. It takes a village. It's going to be a lot of scouts, coaches, front office people, and you just have to determine where is it strong in free agency, which it typically is not for a quarterback,
right?
And compare that to the draft, and what are you actually looking for? Are you looking for? I mean, everyone's looking for the franchise guy. Do you need a strong number two? Would you like a young, talented, developmental guy? So there's a lot that goes into it. And then does this quarterback fit what we're doing? Does he fit us, you know, from a character standpoint and off-field standpoint? So there's a lot that goes into it. Thankfully, I'm not the only, you know, I'm not going to make it on my own. You know, we have a lot of really good people to help me with that.
If there is a group decision and you feel like the pool of quarterbacks is talented enough, how do you approach that in the first round with quarterbacks?
One more time, I lost you for a second.
If you decide as an organization, okay, we really do, we want to draft a quarterback. We've decided to do it. What's your approach when you come to that collective decision when it comes to the draft?
Well, if you think the player is good enough to help you, you're going to take them no matter what position. And if that player is going to upgrade you at any position, you're going to take the player. And that's no different with quarterback. So, you know, you're always gonna take the best player if he fits what you're doing, you know, as a team, and he fits your vision. So,
yeah. Well, George, you called this team a sleeping giant. So, does that mean that you view this roster as just a few pieces away, or do you need some time to reshape it?
No, I think it's, I don't know, you know, you never know if you're a few pieces away. You never want to think like that. I just think it's a young roster. It's an ascending roster. They have some good young pieces, and they're going to need more young pieces to try to get it to where it needs to go, and maybe a few veteran pieces. So I'm not going to project where, you know, where we're going to be or how long it's going to take. I just think, you know, there are some good young pieces to this roster.
George Payton, the new general manager of the Broncos, is our guest. When it comes to, you know, George, we've been pretending to be you. That's what we do at Sports Talk Radio. We pretend to be general managers all the time.
We got the answers.
Sure. If you're ever in doubt, give us a holler. We'll let you know. But one of the things that we've talked about is, well, he's going to have a to-do list. Now, obviously, your to-do list is endless. But we did try to think of what are the top three things on your to-do list. So I'll ask you, what are the top three things on your to-do list?
Yes, my top three things are one, watch a lot of tape on the Denver Broncos. So I'm an expert. Right now, I wouldn't say I'm an expert. Number two, I'm going to meet with our scouts, our college and pro scouts. Number three, I'm going to meet with the coaches. And then number four, I'm going to meet with Rich Hurtado, you know, salary cap. And then we're going to come, you know, we're going to get a game plan for the off season. So I hopefully that's not a cop out answer, but really,
no,
you know, without doing a deep dive yet on this roster, I hate to give you, you know, a 1, 2, 3.
Well, how long do you think that will take? How long are you giving yourself to get those things done?
To get my 1, 2, 3, you know, once we're going to meet with the coaches next week, and I'll have done my evaluations, and then. And I'm going to meet with the scouts the end of this week and this weekend. So, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, I would like to think we have a game plan.
George, I was on the smaller side for offensive linemen. I was more athletic than I was powerful. So I'm well aware that drafting and free agency, it's as much about schematic fit as it is individual capabilities. So curious, do you influence the X's and O's with your coaches, or do you draft and go through free agency trying to fit your coach's scheme?
No, I think it's really important that the scouts are experts on what the coaches, what their schemes are, you know, and so we're on the same page with the offensive line coach. What are you looking for? You know, the receivers, what type of receivers do you want for your X, for your Z, you know, for your five tech, what are you looking for? So we need to become experts on exactly what they're looking for. So we're all on the same page. You know, if you're drafting players that don't fit your scheme, you're not going to build a team. You're going to have a hodgepodge of players that don't fit. So I think it's really important the coaches and the personnel staff are on the same page. And if you're not on the same page, I just don't think you have a chance to win.
The Stephon Diggs deal must have been incredibly complicated and difficult to figure out and go through. What's the biggest thing that you learned from being part of that?
You know, like all deals, I mean, you just, you know, you have your value, you know, for a position or a player, and you know you're not gonna trade or move someone unless you get your proper value, and that's kind of what it was with Stephon, you know, and with Buffalo. That was a win-win deal, and that's what deals are supposed to be, win-win. And dealing with Brandon Bean, I mean, he's a first-class GM, and so we felt like we had a deal that was win for both sides, and I think it's worked out for both sides.
Do you anticipate the Deshaun Watson situation will be a similar type of thing for whatever teams are involved with it?
You know, I'm not able to comment on the, you know, players and other teams. You know, otherwise I'll get fined in my first 5 days in the job.
well, leave it to us to put you on the spot.
You can't blame me for trying. George, come on.
I always like that.
Right. Any early thoughts on how aggressive you want to be in trying to retain Justin Simmons?
Listen, we're not going to let our good young players go. I mean, that let me just tell you that. I think he's a really good player. We got to try to figure out how to keep him. I've admired him from afar, really talented, and I can't wait to talk to him and meet him.
How concerned are you about the latest news with Von Miller?
You know, I'm kind of late to that. You know, I know we're, as an organization, we're still gathering information. I know, you know, Von is an iconic player here, and you know, I know he's revered in the community, and, you know, that's what I know, and I know we're just gathering facts on, you know, this other stuff, you know.
a successful year for the Denver Broncos next year will look like what?
Well, I just think if we make strides, that's hard to answer, you know, knowing what I know and knowing what I don't know, which is a lot. Right. And, you know, I could probably answer that as we get closer to camp. You never know, man. Even if you know your team, you think you have a good team, and right. then you have a bunch of injuries and you get wiped out. And so it's hard to predict. Listen, I'm just excited that, you know, to see this young group of players develop, you know, with this staff. And then really that's all I can tell you.
Well, George, we know you've only been here for 4 days, and we put you on the spot here quickly on some rapid-fire questions. We're grateful for your time. I will just leave you with a little piece of advice from me.
Oh?
Forget the speed and go after the hogs, all right?
I like that. All right, I'll try to pull up that workout tape. I'll call my guys at the Vikings.
No, don't do it. It was obviously bad.
All right, a couple easy ones. Do you sit on a bucket, or do you need a house to ice fish? Like, what's your deal?
I'm pretty embarrassed. I've never ice fished.
There you go. No, that is actually the right answer. It's a dumb thing anyways. I just don't want to insult somebody from Minnesota. It's stupid, so why would you even bother with it?
Yeah, exactly.
Does your family ski, snowboard, that sort of thing?
They do. My daughter loves skiing. My son snowboards. Wife's a skier, so they're gonna be fired up to get here.
All right. Well, it's good because they'll have some hobbies because they'll never see you. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, listen, hey, George, man, we are so excited. It's no lie. We've been to the mountaintop and we've been in the valley. And boy, as a Broncos fan base, we are ready to make that climb again. And I have never seen somebody come to this organization in my 21 years here in Denver that people have had more good things to say about than you.
Yep.
So, and that definitely sounds like I'm blowing some sunshine, but it's also true at the same time. So I just want to say congratulations to you and your family and Tyler.
We're grateful to have you around.
Yeah, way to make sure you didn't sign Tyler. That was a good decision as well. His best years were in front of him.
Yes, yes.
I appreciate you guys. Great talking with you.
Thank you, George.
Thank you. There you go. George Payton, brought to you on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. And that may be the only time we talk to George Payton for the next decade.
Right.
That could be it.
That's how you run him off, T-Mac. Yeah,
we got some, you know, ice fishing questions in there and other stuff. But, you know, listen, there's certain things he can talk about. There's certain things he can't talk about.
Of course.
We'll see. But that is true in terms of the amount of good things said about this guy is stunning.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I know from players to coaches that have been around the building to the other GM candidates that were in the running. Everybody has got good things to say about George Payton.
He's going to watch tape.
He's got a lot to get caught up on, man. It takes a long time. You can watch a couple games and get an idea on Drew Locke, or you could sit there and watch him for three straight weeks or five straight days, whatever
right.
it is, you
right.
know, and then you come up with a real opinion on these guys. Interesting to hear his response on Justin Simmons. Sounds like he's going to be motivated to try
right.
to get that deal done.
Right.
So we got a few nuggets out of this.
All right. 303-713-1043. What'd you think? We did have a great water cooler. Yeah. You know what? Maybe we'll get some of your comments. The Peyton Manning Hall of Fame thing is classic. There's actually audio of how Peyton Manning was presented for the Hall of Fame today, which is great. We'll get to it next.